The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. We are live, but not in the studios in Columbus. I am live in Akron, Ohio, for the Ohio Christian Alliance annual banquet. They're all very special, and I've had the privilege of being at many, if not most of them through the years. But tonight is really special because it is their 30th anniversary. The Ohio Christian Alliance is a wonderful organization that spends a great deal at the State House around the state of Ohio advocating for Christian biblical virtues and values on our behalf. They are our representatives in the legislature and around the state, and we will learn much more about the Ohio Christian Alliance as the program proceeds in just a little bit. We will have the privilege of talking with Chris Long, who is the founder and the executive director of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Well, there is some breaking news, and to be honest, I'm not sure how to respond. Probably 2.5 weeks ago, with very little information, I don't have any connections with the CIA or the military, the Pentagon, but probably 2.5 weeks ago, I and other people raised questions about a drone strike in Afghanistan. It was either the night of the suicide bombing at the gate of the airport that killed 13 American service personnel and I think almost 150 Afghan citizens. The U.S. military, well, President Biden that evening made a very strong speech. We're going to find them and we're going to make them pay. We're going to make them pay. So the military was under great pressure from the commander-in-chief to do something, make us look strong against the Taliban and ISIS-K, this new, well, not necessarily new, but this ISIS group that claimed credit for the suicide bombing. So very shortly after that suicide bombing, the United States announced, we got them. We tracked down the two organizers of that suicide bombing. We found out who they were. We found out where they were. And we have eliminated them. We sent a drone and we struck them and we killed them. And at the time they said there may have been some collateral damage as well. But they spoke with absolute certainty. We know we got them. They said our intelligence was absolutely solid, and then not only that, we have proof, we have evidence that when our missile hit the car, the explosion indicated that the car was filled with explosives. So we have no doubt whatsoever. Well, within a very short time, people in the news media were saying, well, what was the name of these terrorists? I mean, that's standard practice. Here's the name of the terrorists. And the Pentagon said, well, we can't release the names of the terrorists, but we got two of them, and we're certain, we're positive. And for several days, members of the news media questioned when the Pentagon was having daily briefings about the withdrawal from Afghanistan and so forth. They would say, well, we just can't release the names. And then, now this was on August 29th or August 30th, 3 weeks ago. About 5 days ago, the New York Times, of all people, released a bombshell of a story that said, we've done some investigating, and according to our investigation, we have witnesses, we have video. It was not a terrorist that was blown up, but an American aid worker, or someone who worked with an American aid agency. In other words, a humanitarian, a father who was actually working on behalf of the United States of America. In other words, it was a horrible, tragic mistake, and the Pentagon intentionally misled not only the American people, but the world. Well, after the New York Times story broke, and they said, New York Times says, we have evidence. It was a civilian and seven children, innocent children. The Pentagon was immediately asked after the news, the New York Times story, is that true? Was this terrible mistake? Well, we're investigating. The president was asked, can't make a comment, we're investigating. Jen Psaki, the president's press secretary, was asked, we're looking into it, but we can't make any comments. Several representatives from the Pentagon were asked over and over and over again. The New York Times says they have evidence that they were all civilians. These were not terrorists who were killed. Well, we're looking into it. We're investigating it. Well, it took till today, September 17th, headline, Pentagon officials say August airstrike in Kabul killed civilians, not Islamic State target. The Pentagon retreated. This is the news story just breaking. The Pentagon retreated from its defense of a drone strike that killed multiple civilians in Afghanistan last month, announcing today that an internal review revealed that only civilians were killed in the attack, not an Islamic State extremist as first believed. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, said, quote, the strike was a tragic mistake. McKenzie said the vehicle was struck in the earnest belief that the targeted vehicle posed an imminent threat. Quote, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in the strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or any direct threat to U.S. forces. Now, I said, I'm not sure how to respond because I am grateful that they've come clean. I am grateful that they have told the truth. I'm not an expert on anything. I continue to tell you that. But you cannot tell me, you cannot convince me that the Pentagon did not know it was a tragic mistake long before the New York Times. The Pentagon had access to satellite images, video, witnesses on the ground. They had access to a whole lot more intelligence than the New York Times did. And you cannot convince me that they did not know a long time before, but were hoping that they wouldn't be found out. Now, that's my opinion. That's editorial. But I think it's tragic. I think it is shameful that the Pentagon tried to cover up this horrible accident. Sad. All right, quick break. We're broadcasting live from Akron, Ohio. We'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We are broadcasting live from the Fairlawn Hilton Hotel in Akron, Ohio, because I am here for the Ohio Christian Alliance banquet. But this is not just any banquet. This is their 30th anniversary. And it is my privilege to welcome to the program the Executive Director, Chris Long. Chris, welcome.
Good afternoon, Bob. Good to be with you.
Oh, this has got to be an exciting day for you.
You know, it is. We're looking forward to a great evening together. And, of course, today is Constitution Day. And we're celebrating that as well as our constitutional form of government. And you know, these Freedom Banquets, and this is our 23rd Freedom Banquet over the years. In fact, in our 30th year, we're celebrating 10.5 million printed voter guides, 500 million registered voters, 23 Freedom Banquets over the years, pastor policy briefings and policy briefings across the state, thousands of volunteers over the years. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for, and all of it has been service to people of faith in the state of Ohio to represent them in Columbus and in Washington, D.C., and it's my distinct pleasure to be able to do that as the president of the organization. And, of course, we're glad that you're with us tonight, Bob. You've been an MC over the years, and we're having some, of our old friends join us tonight. Bill Fetter, we've known him for a number of years. He'll be with us. We also have some special political guests tonight. And so it's going to be a great evening. Reception at 6 o'clock with a meet and greet, and then of course the dinner program. So we're very excited.
Well, I am excited to be a part of it. I have no idea how many of those 23 that I have attended, but I would say the majority of those I have had the privilege of at least attending, and many of them I've had the greater privilege of being the MC, and it's always an honor. Chris, 30 years ago, did you have any idea that God would expand this ministry as he has for the last 30 years?
Well, you know, I am just one of the directors in a succession. It first started in 1991 with the filing of Ben Polis and Marion Polis, a couple that started the Christian Coalition chapter of Ohio, and actually the first state chapter of the Christian Coalition anywhere in the country, and right here in Ohio in 1991. Ben passed away last year. I had the privilege of praying with him just a couple of days before he went on to glory. And, you know, I talked to his widow on the phone, Marion, and she's, you know, she loves this country and the passion, and she's so thankful for the work continuing. Then following them were Chris and Steve Hartkopf. And Steve was a retired FBI agent and worked with civil service, with Secret Service. And Chris was an educator, and the two of them together did a great job of directing the organization. And then I worked with them for a few years, and then that was from 1999 to 2005, and then I took it over from there. I've been with the organization since 2004. So, yeah, 1991, I was pastoring, and didn't have any idea this is where I would end up, but for the last 20 years, this is what I've been doing and serving the church in this way. And it's
well,
a great
honor. Obviously, Chris, you do feel that this is the call that God has on your life. How and when did you know that God was moving you from the pastorate into this public servant kind of role that God has called you to?
Well, that's a great question, Bob. There was a time in my life, and all of us have it in ministry, where we go through a dry season, a desert, a time where there doesn't seem to be much understanding of God's direction. And yeah. We were in an in-between time. We were in between the pastorate, and we're raising a large family and really just trying to keep them fed and housed and figuring out what we were doing. And there was really no open door in ministry at that time. And my wife was studying to be a nurse. And so the local office came up. They asked me to run in Akron as in city council and then for state rep, and I did. And then the Christian Coalition reached out to me, Chris Hartop. She said, "We saw your survey return. We think you'd be a really good executive director." And so One thing led to another. Of course, one of the things she said, "Well, we can't pay you. We could just reimburse you expenses." I said, "Well, I'm used to that." So she said, "You'll have to raise your own salary." Well, we've always launched in a journey of faith since we started in the ministry. As pioneer pastors all those years, church starting, we knew what that was. You just trust God. And so well, that's what we did. And then lo and behold, it became a full-time position, and we were able to ramp up the organization and really spread our wings. And God just gave us favor in so many ways, in Columbus, in Washington, D.C., and with the people of God across the state.
Well, he certainly has. And time is running out. I knew it would. How can our listeners find out more about the Ohio Christian Alliance?
Well, thank you, Bob. And there's a couple websites. Well, first of all, we have our national website, Christian Alliance of America. That we started that right with our state chapter. And we're doing some national things. Also, the Ohio Christian Alliance, just search that. And, of course, we have some very important information on there on religious exemptions for vaccines right now. A lot of people are facing challenges in their place of employment over the vaccine issue, and Matt Staver has provided some wonderful quality material and helpful material for vaccine mandate religious exemptions for that. And of course, just visit the Ohio Christian Alliance, because we're involved with a lot of things all the time. The issues keep changing, and we're on top of it. As freedom is challenged, we're on the front line, so you want to keep that in your address bar to check back with us. And that's the Ohio Christian Alliance. If you'd like to make a contribution in honor of our 30th year, we welcome that as well, and that's available on our website as well.
Well, I've known Chris Long for a long time, and I've been very, very familiar with the Ohio Christian Alliance, and I can say without any reservation, these folks are worthy of your prayers. They're also worthy of your financial support. Chris, we're going to have a wonderful banquet tonight. I can't wait. I know you're incredibly busy. Thank you for taking just a few minutes for us. We'll see you in a few minutes in the banquet room.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bob Burney Live will continue. We are broadcasting live from Akron, Ohio.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.